Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. You know, we are continuing our focus on good health here at the Speak Up Table, drawing from our medical community and people who have health journeys to share with us so we can learn to help ourselves and our families. Today, Rick Oster, a friend and a neighbor, will tell us about his journey through cardiac care from beginning to his recovery today. And also Rebecca Cloye is here with us. Rebecca is the registered, one of the registered dietitians, the only one, all right, at North Idaho Cardiac Rehab Services. She's helping us lean into the certainty that food is medicine. You know, 400 years before Christ, rather, Hippocrates affirmed the healing power of food, and this truth is so very relevant today. So stay with us. We have information to help you, and right now we're going to take that first break, do a little business, and we will be right back.
Bonner General Family Practice welcomes Dr. Benjamin Keggy to our team. Dr. Keggy and his family come to us from Great Falls, Montana, and have strong family ties to the Sandpoint area. He is experienced in caring for patients of all ages and can address a wide range of acute and chronic medical conditions and preventative care. If you're looking for high-quality health care, look no further than Bonner General Family Practice. Call 208-265-2221 or visit bonnergeneral.org to schedule an appointment.
This just in at Pro-X Home Center. Seeds! It's time to think about planting, and Pro-X has what you need to get started. Stop in today for a wide selection of fertilizer, soils from Black Gold, seed starting kits, garden tools, pots, grow lights, and more. Get a jump on the season with our popular four-shelf mini greenhouse, priced at over 40% off, only while supplies last. Where the contractor shops, and so should you. Pro-X Home Center. We are your hometown everything store.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text HOT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text HOT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text HOT to 200-300. Text the word HOT to 200-300. HOT to 200-300.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
KSPT. KBFI. North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. As promised, we have my friend, my neighbor, Rick Oster, here in the studio with us. Rick, thank you for being here.
Certainly.
Got you on the hot seat, so to speak, and asking some personal questions today. I'd like you to talk to our audience about your recent cardiac event. I'm calling it because I'm not really sure what happened. But let's begin with when you realized that something was wrong. There was a morning, you didn't feel right. What were you actually feeling? What was happening?
Well, actually, it was sort of a spot where I had been before. I had felt the feelings and everything was being repeated, but the difference was is I was not exercising. I wasn't running. I had the feeling in my lungs like I had been really running. It was like you stop, put your hands down on your knees, and just breathe. But I was just sitting at the table. The idea that I knew there was something wrong is I really did, because I hadn't been there before. I got up, took an aspirin, and sort of said to myself, if I'm not better in 10 minutes, I'm going to drive down to the emergency room. So I waited my 10 minutes, put on my shoes around 7:30 in the morning, and drove myself to the emergency room.
Which is probably not something we want to recommend to our audience. I know you live alone, but you're surrounded by neighbors that would have taken you to ER. So do you think now that you, I mean, even though it turned out okay, obviously, do you think now that if you were talking to someone else saying, you know what, don't drive yourself to ER, get anybody to take you?
I did feel like that. I thought about it later on quite a bit, as a matter of fact, when I was sitting there at the emergency room, sitting there wondering, well, what if I didn't make it? Mm-hmm. What if I didn't get down here? What if something had happened? So that had gone through my mind. But I didn't feel at that time any real pressure. I knew there was something wrong. I didn't know what.
You took an aspirin, so you might have been thinking your heart, weren't you?
Oh, I was sure it was my heart.
The panting and the breathing.
I felt comfortable, though, still yet. I wasn't...
No pain.
No pain.
That's crazy.
Through this whole experience, I never experienced any pain.
Okay, so they saw you at ER, and ultimately you were transported to Kootenai Medical Center. What did ER do to establish what was going on?
Well, they were surprisingly fast. They rushed me into the room. I laid down. They were drawing blood, taking my blood pressure, listening to everything. The little portable x-ray machine came in, and before 8 o'clock, they had made the phone call to the ambulance to be there to pick me up, because I was going to go to Kootenai Heart in Coeur d'Alene.
You know, it's an enzyme, I think, in our blood, and you probably know this. That's one of the first things they look at to see if you have had or in the middle of a heart attack. Were you in the middle of a heart attack, or had you had one?
I would say I was probably still having it. I was blockage, all the three veins blocked, so I probably wasn't really performing well when it comes to breathing and oxygenating my blood. The enzyme was picked up right off the bat. By 8 o'clock, I remember going into the ambulance.
Wow.
So I would say Bonner General really, really performed quick. Everything was working well.
That is really good to hear, and I've heard a lot of people give kudos to Bonner General Health and certainly the ER. I want to just go over for our audience, for you to list, if you will, your symptoms or your lack of symptoms. Because when you talked to me about this, Rick, I was pretty much thinking, this is so unique. This is not what people tell us. You were out of breath, and yet you had no pain. Were you sick to your stomach? Were you dizzy?
I literally had no pain. I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
I just was out of air.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, through even when I got down to Coeur d'Alene, I still wasn't experiencing any pain. Everybody kept asking me, is it in your shoulder? Is it in your back? Where are you feeling it? I'm not feeling it. Then it was discussed, maybe internal neuropathy, something else was going on, but I never really felt the pain.
You know, I just think that's a real heads up for our audience to understand your body was clearly talking to you. You had symptoms, but you just didn't have classic symptoms. And so it's important, wouldn't you say? I mean, look at you. Look what you did. You listened to your body. You gave yourself a time limit, 10 minutes. Like, there are some people say, well, if I don't feel better by tomorrow... No, it's like you said, 10 minutes. You gave yourself a real time limit and said, I got to get this taken care of. You knew something was wrong, but you didn't have classic symptoms.
Well, the symptoms of just the breathing part was confusing me.
Yeah.
Because this really came on quick.
Okay, so you didn't feel bad like the night before. It was just like in the morning. That's just incredible. All right, so you're at Kootenai Medical Center. You've got three veins that are blocked. What did they tell you and what did they do?
Well, the first thing is we went right into the surgery. There was a female doctor that jumped all over me trying to see if she couldn't get the stents in. I recall way too much of this. I was laying there watching the x-ray machine go back and forth, watching everything, listening to the people around talking, not necessarily understanding exactly what everybody was saying, but I heard a lot of talking going on.
Had you been sedated?
Oh, of course.
Oh, well, I didn't know. They sedated you in the ambulance?
No, when I got there.
You got there. They sedated you. Okay.
Yeah, there was quite the crew there. I was kind of impressed
by
it.
They were expecting you.
Oh, yes. I'm going to say at least six people were there right off the bat. They were good and quick.
Okay, so they were x-raying, trying to figure out what was going on in there and what they were going to do, or did they already? I know these questions are probably, I mean, they're just because I don't know what the process is. But so they were trying to assess what they were going to do as opposed to just, they knew you were having a heart attack and that you were blocked. So then they were trying to figure out what they were going to do, question?
Well, I always remember everybody was drawing blood. And
a bunch of vampires in healthcare. All due respect, Rebecca, but really, there's just a lot of blood going on.
So anyway, I was there, present, watching, listening. And then the next thing I really know is I woke up in recovery, woke up in a room. Once again, still comfortable, everything just hooked up, and a lot of beeping going on. On the ambulance ride going to Coeur d'Alene, I phoned my daughter and son-in-law in Post Falls, who met me there.
Okay.
My daughter from Colorado called me while I was still in the ambulance, and I sat and talked with her. She's a nurse.
I love cell phones.
So we were all communicating.
She's a nurse. Oh, that's really good.
We were all communicating back and forth and everything, and I was always comfortable.
Yeah. So I'm assuming then the doctors talked, the one little part that I'm looking for here is that the doctors talked to you about what was going on and what they were going to do and that you signed a release, you know, the way we sign our life away. Do you have a memory of that? Oh, you do remember that. Okay.
Sure. I remember the doctor coming in and telling me exactly what she'd had done in surgery. She also explained to me that this was going to have to be an open heart, that she could not get stents through, even through two attempts, and that it would be probably not this weekend. I would probably have to go like Monday, because this was a Thursday at this time.
Oh, okay. So they didn't operate right away?
No.
How interesting.
They stabilized, and as long as I was, I think what they noticed was just the fact is that I was comfortable not in pain.
Right.
Without even having pain medicine, they didn't. Of course, now I'm sedated and in between all kinds of stuff, so right. God only knows what's all going on.
Right. All right, so, okay, so they did the operation. You woke up with all kinds of bells and whistles and, you know, hooked up to everything. So how long were you in the hospital then following this?
Monday, September 25th was the day of the surgery. I was out the Friday morning, so I was just 4 days in recovery.
So you were dismissed, and you went to some kind of rehab care there, or post-surgery care?
I went to my daughter and son-in-law's house in Post Falls, where the girls, this whole thing is really important to have the comfort of family being there. The fact is that both my daughters were there, son-in-law, granddaughter, all the family was there. So the first couple of days was pretty comfortable. I had no problems once I was in Post Falls. And then things sort of start to change a little bit. The emotions kind of come into it. The changing of the chemicals, I think, maybe in my body, along with trying to recover from what they'd done to me.
So what kind of medicine or what kind of chemicals, if you will, that you've referred to, did they have you on to help you heal?
Well,
to keep your brain straight?
Basically is your medicated pain medication. I try to get off that as soon as I possibly could, and I think I was off of that maybe 2 days, maybe a day and a half.
That is so good.
I was off of it really quick. They tell me some of the chemicals that affect is there's a flush that goes through your heart. They try to get things cleaned out.
Okay, so there's some kind of chemical they pump through your heart.
I'm not exactly sure how all that works.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can find out about that. But
yeah, we'll get Rebecca, and she'll be able to tell me.
She'll be able to tell us what's going on there. Drano through the heart would be essentially what's going on.
And then there's the fact is that you're oxygenated through machines. The blood leaves your heart. I guess it leaves your lungs, and they keep you going, keep you alive by just simply mixing the oxygen with the blood and everything. So that's an entire change to your body. It's not you. It's something else doing that, and that seems to have an effect.
Did they talk to you about that? Did they, in a post-op setting, talk to you about how this was changing your brain, whether it was the oxygen or the anesthesia or the flush or the whatever?
It's suggested prior to the operation that when you go in recovery, you're going to have days that you feel great. There's going to be days that you kind of deteriorate. You will drop into depression. You'll feel uncomfortable. Questions start coming to you. You'll start asking. So there is a change that I think they need to spend more time with is going into that, because that's quite the effect.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that's quite the surprise also. And when we get into our next segment, we're going to get Rebecca in on this, because I think this is, it's not to in any way discount the physical aspect of analyze heart attack, get the stents in, get you in and out of surgery. But by far, the lion's share of everything has been your recovery. I mean, that's been, I think, the biggest part talking to you, Rick, that has impressed me with the difficulty and the challenge for you, whether it's the mental, the emotional,
Uncomfortable
thoughts, emotions, life-changing, all of that. And I think we're going to get into the family also. Well, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about this aspect of difficulty, challenge, and recovery. North Idaho cardiac rehab dietitian Rebecca Cloyee is with us, and she's going to bring some insight into this discussion also. So stay with us.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side windows can get off track, windshields can be cracked by road debris, and of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. They repair all kinds of window problems, and they have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
One thing North Idaho's high school sports teams are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor North Idaho high school sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us, 208-265-6406.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for being with us today. I know that you are enjoying this, so stay tuned. We have a lot more coming your way. Rick Oster, who toward the end of September went through a major cardiac event, so all this time of recovery, and he is just doing so well now. But his story, is so different than what I thought it was going to be. The things that really do happen and the things that you really do feel when these happen, I want people to hear that, Rick, and I also want family and caregivers, as you mentioned before we went on the air, that they need to learn from this to understand. I don't know. I guess I just think it's all front loaded from the medical, and I didn't understand everything that happened months after this ongoing this event once the surgeons are done. And Rebecca Cloyee is here with us. Rebecca, I'm going to turn the conversation to you for just a moment. I'd like you to introduce yourself to our audience so they understand who you are and what your background is and the expertise that you're bringing to the table. Sure. Thank you, Barbara, and thank you for having me here today. So I am Rebecca Chloe, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. In our profession, we do go by that, but are also just by registered dietitian. And by that, we mean an individual who has had a full education in the sciences and the nutritional sciences, such that we've gone through a full program. We have a degree or two in that area of study, and then we have to pass a national board certification exam in order to be able to practice. We also are licensed individuals in most states. I myself am licensed in Washington and Idaho. It's a difficult exam, and we have to pass it before we can practice, in addition to having over 1,200 hours of practice before we even get to see a patient. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is so much more than I thought. And I'll just say one thing that we said when we were talking on the phone, and not to disparage anyone who seeks to help people with food, but really anyone can call themselves a food coach or a nutritionist and all that. What you're talking about, as you said here, is being licensed, taking national board exams, hours of practice, practicum, treating patients and going through really a rigorous training program to be able to do this.
Absolutely. That's totally correct. And the thing about that is registered dietitian is a protected title because it has certain meaning behind it, a certain amount of education and so on. And we are held to a particular standard. Nutritionist or health coach or other things, those are not protected titles, and so people use those titles in various ways, mm-hmm. and no doubt about it, there are many people who help people that have titles like that. Where we differentiate ourselves is in the application of medical nutrition therapy. The people in the United States who are allowed to apply medical nutrition therapy are registered dietitians and MDs, and beyond that, there is no other profession that is to do that.
Yeah, the operative word being medical, I'm hearing it.
Yes, ma'am.
Medical nutrition therapy. All right. So at our conversation, as you know, with Rick, we're talking about this post-surgery situation, and some of this is going to be kind of off the food, but it's the context that you deal with your patients, your clients all the time that are coming in, that are working with anxiety and depression and just emotional ups and downs that, Rick, you know, one day you feel good, the next day you're just actually not so good. So frame for us from your perspective what you see. What is the roller coaster that happens post-surgery?
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right. I don't talk to people about food in the first 2 weeks that they get to us.
Yes.
Number one thing is that every single one of the people who come to us have been through a major traumatic event. Okay. This is a big deal. Like Rick was talking about, it is life-changing. It is highly emotional. It is incredibly painful, sometimes mentally, sometimes physically, all of those things. And the main thing, when people come to us, the main thing that I see is fear. Mm. They are so shocked by what has happened. They are struggling sometimes to comprehend. And when somebody comes to us in that condition, they don't want to sit down and talk groceries.
Right.
They need to understand first and process what has happened and then become open. And so we treat so much more there than just the food or just the exercise. It's what people are thinking and how they understand what has happened to them and the emotional side. All of this is very important.
How long are you still in rehab, Rick, or have you finished the course, or can you keep going back?
Actually, I did graduate.
Yay.
I made it through everything, but I continued.
Good.
Jacob, who is our physical instructor, he keeps us going, so I just stuck with the program and continue.
Sounds like you graduated magna cum laude or something.
Good. Not really, but but I do need to continue the strength.
I think acknowledging the need to continue the exercise and continue with whatever obedience you're doing in the food category, which I'm wondering how obedient you are. But so let's focus in again on your emotions. When we were on break, you used the words monkey brain. What is monkey brain? How did that happen and how is that getting treated?
When you can't sleep, one of the things that happened to me was that I discovered that I couldn't lay my head down. I had to almost be in a sitting position all the time because if I laid my head down, I felt like I would becoming dizzy, spinning, really uncomfortable. I didn't like that. I couldn't. So I spent a lot of time awake at night. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would just sit there and then I'd wonder, am I sleeping like 5 minutes out of an hour or
yeah,
where exactly am I at? So the term monkey brains comes from a friend of mine who experienced basically the same thing just because of life, having a hard time sleeping and everything, and repeating like a monkey would in a cage. If they push a lever, they get a banana. Well, when they run out of bananas, they still go push that lever. Now they push it more frantic, faster and faster and faster, out of control. That's what you get. You start thinking. You just perpetually think the same thing, and you can't seem to break the habit. So it becomes very uncomfortable at night.
Yeah, but not so much during the day. It was more of a nighttime phenomenon than during the day.
You're with somebody.
So you've
during
got
the day.
People, you've got neighbors, or you're out for a walk, or you're with Jacob or Rebecca or whoever.
Well, I was over it by then. I discovered a medication that had really, really worked for me, and it was just kind of given to me as a little trial to see if everything worked. And it's Citalopram.
Citalopram?
Say it for me, Rebecca.
That's tricitalopram, Rick.
Tricitalopram. Citalopram.
And that...
I know, but it's a prescription drug, everybody, so you can't run out and,
No,
you can't go to Sandpoint Superdrug and find it on the OTC counter.
They gave me the smallest amount that would have been effective of 10 milligram, and it was right off the bat. It nailed it instantly. I was able to sleep within hours of taking.
That is so, so good.
It's incredible.
Our minds are battlegrounds, it's true for all of us, for whatever is going on in our life. It's that, that brain that won't stop. My brain does stop, which is one of the benefits of having a brain the way I have a brain. But anyway, Rebecca, I want to bring the conversation, first of all, for you to comment on, are there therapists at cardiac rehab where you can sit down and talk to a therapist?
No, we don't have therapists on site. Okay. We have registered nurse. We have Jacob Schultz, who's our exercise physiologist. We have me, the registered dietitian, and we form a team that treats people holistically.
I love that. So do you refer people ever to therapy where they can go talk to a therapist about these depressions or these anxieties?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a recommendation that I make sometimes, and that people go to get extra help with those sorts of things, because after all, we are people. We're more than just our body. We're more than just our brain. We need help with a lot of different things. Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that concerns me, Rick, when I think about this, as much as loving, of course, your daughter's a nurse, so that's a great advantage. But as loving as our families are and as loving as neighbors are, that they are not professionals to know exactly how to help or what to say that will advance the situation.
Well, there are cardiac nurses, but of course, you're right about it's your family. and they're trying to do probably more than a nurse would do for you. They're trying to do everything.
Yes.
And they go out of their way to help you. And I guess I have a tendency, because they're helping me so much, you don't sit and thank them constantly. You kind of ignore them, even though they're doing all the wonderful things for you. So it's just as much as, well, it's all the patient's fault. But the fact is that you probably don't show them enough appreciation. And I think you cheat them a little bit, you know, with praise. You're using the wrong praise, you know, like, well, yeah, sure, thanks for getting that for me.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
So it's tough. It was enjoyable. I look back at it now, and I am thankful.
Amen.
That I had them to help me through this.
I don't know. I just had, you know, the picture of, forgive me for the image I had of a toddler who they want to tie their own shoe. You know, there comes a time when, whether someone's in recovery from whatever they have gone through, you've got to let them do their thing a little bit and practice their independence again, because it's good for our health and it's good for our mind. I know when I lost Gary, Gary's been gone to heaven so many years now, but the very beginning there was, to a certain extent, too much help. I really didn't want somebody's lasagna coming through the front door anymore. You know what I mean? With love, I say that, and gratitude, but there does come a time when you really want to start standing on your own. And I know you, Rick, and I know that time came probably sooner than anybody thought you should have. Okay, we're up against a break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we're going to really dive deep into food that's recommended for prevention of a heart attack, for, you know, when you're in recovery and maybe even out post-recovery a little bit. So we're going to take that break right now. Well,
hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sanpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
The Habitat for Humanity's very own ReStore in Sandpoint has been a long-time go-to source for new and used building supplies, furniture, appliances, electrical, plumbing, windows, doors, and so much more. Everything you need for all your home building and remodeling projects. Prices are 50% lower or more than most retail outlets. Stop by the ReStore in Sandpoint on Baldy Park Drive next to Miller's Country Store. Visit them at iphfh.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
For matters in Idaho, visit CordellCordell.com, 999 West Main Street, Suite 100, Boise, Idaho, 83702.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone, we have got it going on today with Rick Oster. He is coming through with such success and such really grit, Rick. I mean, all these months, October, November, December, January, here we are in March. This has been a journey for you, and look at you coming out on the end of it, doing so well and still hanging in there in your exercise and working with Jacob. You know, even though you graduated from rehab, you're staying in there. I really admire that. I mean, this is it's your body, your health, and I admire that. Rebecca Cloyee is also with us. She is a registered dietitian, nutritionist. We talked about how that's a protected title, very important. I want to ask you, let's just give us the list. What should we be eating to protect our heart?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me talk about that. So the number one thing that I say to people, first of all, I do not give food lists because everybody's diet or their dietary pattern, as I call it, is individual and unique to them. So if I wrote down all the things I want you to eat, you would take it home and say, I don't like this, I don't like that, I do like that, and my work would be in vain. Okay,
yes.
So the first thing is I tell people, if you can learn one thing from me, eat as unprocessed as possible. So what does that mean? Unprocessed whole foods. These are the ones that our grandma told us to eat, or maybe it was the great-grandma that told us to eat that. Fresh fruits and vegetables above all. You cannot eat too many of those, and the more you eat of fresh fruits and vegetables, the better your health will be. Okay, even in the setting of eating certain things that are not that great for you, the more of those things you can get on board, the better, number one. Other things include unprocessed whole grains. Those are sometimes harder to come by. One has to learn to read labels and understand what we're looking at in order to eat foods that are good for us, but they contain important nutrients that are not found in highly processed foods. Okay, so these are the things, anything that is unprocessed, put it in your body, especially the fruits and vegetable variety.
Yeah. And to not be afraid, I mean, you know, fat is good. We need fat in our
Absolutely.
Diet.
Absolutely.
So
yes,
no fat, do. Low fat. I'm not so sure that's, but there is better, there are better fats than other fats. So.
There are some that are more important for the healthy functioning of the body than others. And so we're talking about our unsaturated fats, our polyunsaturated fats. A fat that is hard at room temperature is going to act a certain more negative way in the body. A fat that is liquid at room temperature or under cooling is going to be those oils that contain the unsaturated fats that are going to help us, okay?
Yes.
We do need fat. We absolutely need fat. Our brain is, you know, our brain and our nerves are full of fat.
I know.
Every cell in our body is full of fat.
You're a fat brain. You say thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
What about proteins? Do you have any guidance to make sure we're getting the right kinds of proteins or the right amount of protein on board?
Sure. Protein is an interesting thing. We actually need less of it than a lot of people think. It is part of what we call the building blocks of the body, and we do need protein to build ourselves and keep ourselves strong. There are consequences to taking in excess protein. And so one of the things that people can get to understand when they sit with me is they can understand how much is needed for their health and wellness. And not to get over that, because it's not good for us to have too much. It's hard on the body in terms of our kidney function and so on when we're overloaded on protein. So we
Right.
want the right amount every day. There are many, there's protein in virtually everything. I mean, there's protein in broccoli.
Yes.
I don't know why broccoli always comes up so much when we're talking about food, but it's right there. It's right there. Also, whole grains are full of protein. Also, beans, legumes, lentils. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Full of protein. And then, of course, our meats are full of protein and concentrated protein. One issue with meats that I just want to mention is there's really high quality protein in meat, but meat sometimes keeps company with some other folks. In other words, the saturated fat group. And so we do want to be cautious to understand that.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I've done a lot of programs through the years on health and healthy eating. It's important to me. It's something that I watch in my life. I'm vigilant, pretty vigilant. But here's the deal. There's nothing that you've said. I'm going to tell my audience nothing that you've said should surprise them. We know this. Eat your fruits and vegetables. Eat more vegetables than fruits, and eat that 50% on your plate should be that. And then whole grains, brown rice, quinoa, come on, drink water, and healthy protein. So we have, as we talked off the air, a diabetes type 2 epidemic in America. We have an obesity epidemic. Clearly, people are not following. Why are people not doing this? And I'll bet you see rehab clients, cardiac rehab clients that won't do what they're, you know, encouraged to do along the food line. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. There are many, many, many things at play, and so I can only touch on some of these things, but we live, I tell my patients a lot, we live in a very strange time, a very strange food culture, okay? So there is a major difference to the body between processed and unprocessed foods. They are simply not the same thing, and the body knows it. Mm-hmm. Okay, unprocessed foods are what feeds us, and processed foods can be very problematic. Think of the difference between the rainbow of fruits and vegetables and the rainbow of Skittles. These are not the same thing, right. Not at all. And our body is wise and knows the difference. Okay, so one of the problems that I see in our culture today is that companies are bringing to market many, many new food-like substances every single year, to the tune of some 7,000 new things, new novelty products on our shelves every single year, okay? And when I go into a grocery store, as I do every week, and all of us do, I go into a grocery store to buy food. And what confronts me, the produce department where I know food lives, but also there are many, many things there that I consider as a dietitian not really food.
Yeah.
Okay, not the things that are going to nourish the body.
I walked down the cereal aisle recently, wherever I was. I think it was Super One, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I was looking for a particular shredded wheat with bran, because it's like it has its whole grain. There's nothing else in there. There's no salt and sugar.
Right. I know this product.
there were probably 250 different boxes of cereal.
Right.
And they didn't look good at all. They were full of sugar and full of all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm running out of time talking to you. I'm going to have all of you both back. I need to talk to you again, Rebecca, because there's so much more information.
I would love to come back.
Yes, thank you. Because I really want to get into this issue of what is the psychology of not. I know we're tempted with all this processed food and fast food. And I think the other thing is there's just food all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, we are constantly bombarded, whether it's just driving down the street or on TV or on the radio, we're hearing about food. It's a big temptation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just that. Food is not simply nourishment to us. Food is not only fuel. It belongs in every aspect of our life, from the moment that we're born till the moment that we die.
And we can't live without it.
We cannot live without it.
You have to have it. You can't quit it like drugs or something.
Part of our culture, part of our family, part of our comfort, part of our friend circle.
Yes.
It's part of everything that we do, and it means so much to us.
It's very emotional.
Yes, it is. And that's part of what patients need to address when they want to make change.
Oh, my goodness. That is so good. All right. We've got to let that be the last word. I really want to talk about this again. Hey, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed the program. So much good information for you to share with your family. Come on back next week. I'm going to be talking with State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth. We're going to dive into the weeds on DEI, diversity, environment, commitment and whatever that I word is, integrity, I think, where they try to push around the investments. They say it doesn't have to be a good investment, it just has to be diversity, whatever that is. Anyway, we're going to get into it with Julie Ellsworth, State Treasurer. Until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves, each other, eat the right food, unprocessed. May God richly bless you, my friends. Please eat more vegetables.